And welcome to the Sportscast, March 16th, 2018. We had the Champions League draw. We had Mourinho speaking, had a 12-minute rant today. And we also have Andrew Evans on the line. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good, Santi. How's it going?
Pretty good. The world of soccer is still going.
It never stops. Never stops.
Let's start with the Champions League draw. This morning at 7 in the morning, Eastern time, the teams were selected for the quarterfinals. Two English teams, three Spanish teams. And here's the draw. Man City, Liverpool, Roma, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Seville, Madrid, Juventus. Let's start with Man City Liverpool, the biggest match of the round. Thoughts?
Well, it's pretty amazing that they both come out together. Of course, I think over two legs, I still think City. You got to fancy City to take that one. But it's interesting now that you know. I think the top four seeds are separated at this stage. You know, and probably Liverpool would be the one you'd want to avoid of the other four. Maybe Seville after the showing this week. So it's going to be that's obviously the game of the round. I think the other three, Barca, Real, Bayern, will get through. So we're going to have the top four seeds in the semis is what I think. But don't underestimate Liverpool because we know they've done well against City and not only this year, also last year. So it's going to be a good game.
Would you give Liverpool credit that they have enough firepower to beat Man City? What they did this past year, 1-0, giving Man City their first defeat in the Premier League.
Well, it was, what, 4-3, wasn't it?
4-3, correct. It was won by one goal.
I mean, that's a huge thing, and I think they're the best team. The team most likely to beat City is them. They're the only one who has. I still just think over two legs, I think Guardiola would have learnt a lot. I still think Liverpool, defensively, I question them. And they should be able to beat Man United. And they haven't done that this year. So I just think City are still way ahead on the day. And I think they'll... And I think the other one will probably open up, is what will probably happen. So, or they could just get a lot of goals in both games. But I think City will take it this time. But,
yeah,
that's my tip.
Roma and Barcelona.
Yeah, I mean, Roma, I didn't actually see the Roma game this week, but I know they were trailing, weren't they, and they came back. I think that's a safe one for Barca. As easily as they dispatched Chelsea in the end, so Barca will take it.
You think any team in the Champions League, you know, do you think Chelsea should have won that match at home against Barcelona? In order to have a chance.
Enough to win it. No, I don't think they did enough to win it. I think they played well, but you just can't argue with the Barca goal. Yeah, it comes from a mistake, but it's just like them. You know, they get one really good chance and they stick it away, and then you know Chelsea had a lot of the ball in the second leg, but when you go down in 2 minutes against Barca away, you're giving yourself a lot to do. And they had chances, and one of those had to go in, and it didn't. And then it's 2-0, and then you're chasing the game, so if any
can't
of the
stop
games
Messi.
Could have won, it would be the home one. They could have won the home one, I guess, 1-0, you know. But I still think Barca would have done it. They're just so experienced at this level. Think back to last year with the Paris games, you know. So, not sure they're going to win the Champions League, Barca, but I think they're going to beat Roma.
Wait, so far, well, after this, we're going to name our top two and then our honorable mention the top three. Munich versus Seville.
Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of Munich, but I'm hearing good things about them. I was very impressed with Seville, actually, the other night. Now, they didn't ever really look like scoring until that sub came in, but they, now, you know, they really, really just squashed United in the game, the way they played it. They're quite well set up. But from what I'm hearing, Bayern are pretty strong. So Bayern has to be favorites for that game. But again, Seville could make it tight. They're going to be hard to score against. That's what I learned from the game the other night. Watched most of that. I think Bayern will go through, though.
You don't think Man United gave Seville confidence?
But I think you've got to give credit to Seville how well they were set up. They, you know, it looked like United had a poor game. They didn't play well. But Seville did a good job, and they did a kind of crafty job on a couple of players like Rashford and Lukaku. They clearly singled them out, you know, for a little bit of extra La Liga-style pressure, if you know what I mean.
Don't you like the Liga?
Teams are good at that. Huh?
Don't you like the Liga?
But, you know, they just play a different way. You know, the English game isn't really used to that still. A little bit different now with so many foreign coaches, I guess. But you know, they're strong. I think it'll be a good game. I wouldn't be surprised if Seville give them a scare, but I think Bayern will go through. I mean, they just always grind it out, don't they, somewhere or another. They could lose away and maybe win at home, something like that. But I'm going to Bayern.
So yeah, Bayern Munich. And our last match, which was a repeat of last year's final, Madrid versus Juventus.
Well, this too. I mean, it could be. You could see a scare going on in one of these. What I'm saying are the top four seeds: City, Bayern, Barca, and Real. They could all get a scare. I mean, this could be maybe the best chance of the shock. I mean, you know, Juventus did look strong too. They were good. So it's really hard to tell. I still think Real will win because I just think they're saving themselves. They're ready for this. They've not had a great La Liga season, but they're starting to come good at the right time. So I think they'll have too much for the Juventus again.
They start peaking at the right time. Ronaldo's peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I think he's been struggling with fitness as much as anything, but they're looking a lot better recently. They're scoring goals too. Juventus are tight. We know that.
Yeah. Who's your top three teams right now?
I said to you, I think they were to go through Juventus. There was a blatant red card that got missed, and that would have changed the game at Wembley. Who was my top three to go through?
Yeah.
Out of those four, I think the team with the... You'd probably have to say the team with the hardest game is going to be City and Liverpool. But I think I would expect Barca, Real, and Bayern to go through.
Who's your top two?
City to go through, but... Oh, man. Barca and Bayern.
You would not give it to Man City.
No, I think City's got a tricky tie, but I think they will go through. But I don't think it's any... I think that's the toughest one because they've just recently got beaten. They were beaten pretty well by Liverpool that day. You know, they nearly came back at the end, but... I'm not sure Juventus, you know, obviously they don't play in the same league, but I couldn't see Juventus doing that to Real or... Sevilla doing that to who was Sevilla playing?
They're playing Bayern Munich.
To Bayern. I can't see those teams doing what Liverpool did to City. So you got to say that's a tough game. But I just think City will take it. I think City are going to win the whole thing. So
on paper, Seville is the weakest team of the eight.
Yeah, probably. Or Roma, maybe. Yeah, Roma. You're probably right.
Sevilla. Soon. Okay,
can you edit?
Well, we're back, guys. Sorry about that. Andrew, so do you think Seville is the weakest team of the... I mean, sorry. Are you surprised La Liga has three teams in the quarterfinals again?
No, I think it's a strong league, and it's technically a very good league, and they play good soccer all the way through it. I don't honestly think... there's the same depth in the other leagues. I mean, maybe in Italy. I just think there's a technical way that those teams play that they can manage it. I mean, obviously, the teams at the bottom of the La Liga are nowhere near as strong, but I think Sevilla, Atletico in recent years have got to the stage, and credit to them. The Premier League's lagging behind on the technical side because we're only two. It should have been three, though. I still say Spurs should have gone through, but... No, I'm not surprised at all.
Well, the first game is on April 10th and also April 11th for the second day the first round of the first legs. Should be pretty exciting. I think it's going to be Man City, Barcelona, Bayern, and Madrid. But I think the Juventus, four teams right now, is Man City with 81, Man United 65, Tottenham with 61, Liverpool with 60, and the bottom three is Crystal Palace with 27, Stoke with 27, and West Brom with 20. How do you see it?
Well, you know, there's not as many games this weekend with the FA Cup, but there's some key games. You know, Stoke really has to win. I don't think they will. So Stoke has to win or else they're in big trouble. And Crystal Palace, interesting to see what happens there at Huddersfield. Huge game. And if Palace, Stoke, Palace lose, it's a big weekend for the Premier League, even though there's only five or six games going on. So the games that are going on are big games. so many teams still looking over their shoulder at what's going on down there. But those teams at the bottom are going to start winning quick. Everyone's saying Palace are going to get out of it. Well, you know, they've been in it. They got out a little bit and they're back in it. So I would say it's a guarantee they're going to get out of it. But I'll tell you a lot. If they don't win at Huddersfield, I think they're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
How are you seeing it?
I am I'm a huge Jeff Cameron fan, so I'm thinking Stoke will pull out of it. I think Crystal Palace doesn't look good. West Brom doesn't look good. I mean West Ham had a big incident at home last weekend at Burnley, so might be the locker room has been lost. I hope they go down.
I'm not sure it has. I think they're just going through such massive problems with the stadium and just where they're at. I'm not liking the owners. I'm not so sure they're too upset with Moyes, who was a brave appointment because, you know, he got relegated at Sunderland. Probably, again, that was just the wrong job for him. He's done okay. It's just the last few weeks they've been back to struggling, and you can't afford to do that in the bottom half. You lose three games in the bottom half in a row, and you're really looking over your shoulder, so... Are they playing this weekend?
West Ham is playing March 31st against Southampton.
Another couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So there's no games next weekend either. So
Wow, that's a huge break.
But if these teams at the bottom are going to start winning. Like Stoke have not been losing much with this new coach, or losing by a goal and tying a lot of games, but they need to start. They've got to win tomorrow against Everton.
They must win.
I also think they're really looking. It's starting to look that way. I mean, there's eight games left, but they've got to win sooner or later. I'm sure they've all got to play top teams. So, and then Huddersfield Palace, that will be a game to watch tomorrow.
Huddersfield. Okay.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, as far as the top goes, I know Liverpool are playing, but I feel like they really blew it last week with not at least getting a point at Old Trafford. And United, funnily enough, have played quite well in the league the last couple of games, and then obviously going out of the Champions League. But they're looking good for second to me. And I think the biggest issue is probably Harry Kane. I mean, Tottenham still played well without him, but they're going to miss him in the run-in. And that surely gives United a chance of finishing second. Good chance.
That leads us to the FA Cup prediction this weekend. Ready?
I'll try my best.
Swansea, Tottenham.
I'll go for Tottenham. I'll go 1-2 for that.
Man United, Brighton. This is Man United's only chance of silverware this year.
Man, I mean, I'll go United 1-0.
Is Man United in trouble, or they just had one bad game?
I don't think they're in trouble. I think Mourinho, and as you called it at the top of the show, was actually pretty much right on. You couldn't actually argue with anything he said. you know, they're not having as bad a season as they've had the last few. If they finish second, it's definitely progress. But they do need to win tomorrow. I think if they don't win tomorrow, I think it's turning into a bad season because they expect a trophy, I think, especially with City could win three. Will win two.
Wigan.
It's a must win.
Yeah, it's a must win. I mean, Seville, I guess, I'm not sure if you consider them a legit team. I guess they are, but, I mean.
Oh, they're a legit team. They've won a couple. They've won, what, two Europa Leagues, maybe three?
Yeah.
They're a good team.
Yeah, they just haven't.
They're not Barcelona Real, but they're a good team.
Wigan, Southampton.
But it's still a shock. Yeah, it's still a shock. I'm going to go for a shock here. I'm going for Wigan.
You going for Wigan?
I'm going for Wigan. I just think it's that run they're on, and they've already knocked out City, which is still the score of the season that anyone's had, really, and as good as City are. And I think that they are going to beat Southampton, who are another club in trouble.
How much will they win by?
Well, no.
Low-scoring match.
Will Grigg will score.
And Leicester versus Chelsea.
I've got a funny feeling this one might be a surprise too. Don't know why I think that. I just think Chelsea might be a little bit down after the other night. There's talk of Conte leaving, and Leicester can turn it on, and it's a one-off. So I might go for a shocker here too. I'm going to go 2 on Leicester.
Leicester City goes on. Now, if they tie, they have to have a second leg, right? Is that how it works?
Replay, yeah. Replay. And then the replay goes to extra time and penalties. They used to have unlimited replays at one time, but just one replay.
You got to bring those
but
back.
But not like the Copa del Rey with two legs. What's that?
They should bring that back.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be popular with like Mourinho, Guardiola, and all the coaches, you know, playing six replays. They'd love it, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Should England boycott the World Cup?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. Yes and no. Probably no. It's a little getting a little crazy, though. But I don't know. I think we just need to all buy a Panini book and forget about it.
That's what really counts in the World Cup is the Paninis.
Yeah. I mean, I you know my thoughts on Russia getting the World Cup and Qatar getting the World Cup. So it's just hard to believe we're a few months out and this kind of stuff is even being talked about. So
the two, probably the two most shadiest countries in the world.
I'll tell you one thing. There won't be many fans going, I hope.
Ooh. Yeah. Other questions?
Oh, you know me. I'm never ready. Go ahead.
What does a global entrepreneur mean to you?
What does a global entrepreneur mean?
Yeah.
Something that would be fun and exciting.
What is your favorite, what is your favorite hate night food?
What is your favorite something night food? I couldn't hear what you said.
Like when it's late at night, what is your favorite food to pig out to?
Oh, late at night?
Yeah.
If I moved to a new city with $100?
Yeah.
I'd probably be living in a cardboard box.
You wouldn't go to a hotel.
With $100? I don't know.
That'd be gone in one night.
Would you? No. I'd take my 10 to find a place to pitch it. I'd spend $100 on food.
And then hopefully find a job.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That would be an interesting experiment, wouldn't it? We should do that and film it. We could become wealthy.
So, closing out the show, is Burnley in safe? They're not regulated. They're good. They had a huge win against Everton last weekend. So Burnley, what do you think of them?
2 weekends ago, and then West Ham.
Yeah. How's their positioning looking?
Fantastic. I mean, best season in modern history, and good week off the field with Bond signing a new contract, and both Pope and Tarkowski being pulled up to the called up to the England squad. So this is just the stuff of dreams.
I've heard Burnley could make Europe this
year. Fantastic season. Yeah, there is actually not. It's not if they could keep seventh. I think they probably would, because if Arsenal win Europa, they'd go into Champions League. But I think there's also something to do with FA Cup and whoever wins that. I haven't quite figured it out, but that would open up a spot to us. If it's a Man U won it or Tottenham won it and they've already gone in the Champions League, I think we could. It would be an extra Europa spot for seventh. I mean, there's a real chance. It's funny because when we beat Everton, that was a massive game. Just needed to hit that 40-point mark, even though it's so long left. You know, fans, if you're a fan of a club, you're an eternal pessimist, right? Until you get 40 points, you're concerned about it. But then I knew we'd go to West Ham and win. I just had a feeling, and we did. And now we're looking good. So we'll finish the season strong, hopefully, and get seventh spot, which would be unbelievable.
They're five points behind Arsenal, and they're 3 points ahead of Leicester.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, Leicester can finish strong. They've got some good players. We've got to play them, actually, maybe in the next game.
Which is a crucial match.
Yeah, it's a six-pointer.
So
yeah, so if we beat them, which we're capable of doing, I think we'll be in the driver's seat. So I mean, I'm interested to know what the fans think, you know, not being over there. It'd be interesting because we'd need a lot more squad if we had to play in the Europa League. It's sometimes not being a great thing for teams, you know, because they can't handle the extra games that comes with that. So, but can you imagine Burnley playing in Europe? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, and when was like the last time they went to Europe?
I think 67 or something like that. I think they were in the old version of the Europa, the UEFA Cup, back in like 66, 67, I believe. They were in the European Cup in 60-61. And I think they had another year in Europe too, somewhere in that region, 63. They were a good team in the 60s. So it's been before I was born, over 50 years. So maybe we will have to fly over for a game if we make it, Santi.
Sounds like a plan.
FC Karabag away.
That should be cheap tickets, right?
Azerbaijan, I think, right?
Well, Andrew, how can people reach you?
They can reach me on Facebook or tune in to the next time I'm on your show, Santi.
Sportscast, Premier League, Champions League, soccer special. And it's going to
We'll go with video next time.
We'll go video next time. We'll see who is the real Andrew Evans. Thanks for coming on. Soccer this weekend, FA Cup action, and then Champions League till next month, but it'll be just 2 weeks. Actually, three.
Yeah. Like you said, there's always plenty to talk about.
There's plenty. Have a good day.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks.